Nice that you're with us again today. And I'll ask right away, how was your day today? Good? Average? Bad? Or as always? You know this for sure. Sometimes it feels like one day is like the other. Get up, go to school or work, attend to all sorts of things at home, maybe meet friends, go to bed. And then again, get up, go to school or work, attend to things, go to bed. But it's not like that. Although many days follow a similar course, they're fundamentally different. Namely, depending on how you feel that day, what thoughts you have, or whom you meet. And surely you know this too. One day, you wake up really happy and already looking forward to the day. And the next day, you would prefer not to get up at all because you think that the day will not bring anything good anyway. Where do these differences come from? Leo Bani explains it to us today. For those who are here for the first time, Leo Bani is an angel being that is at home in the kingdom of God. Leo Bani can speak to us through an interpreter, through Gabriele, our human sister who is the prophetess of God in our time. Leo Bani accompanies the spirit children in the eternal kingdom so that they can develop and mature. And she also wants to teach us people on earth, especially the children and young people, so that we can develop and mature into the new era, into a peaceful time. That is why this special school exists. It is called Leo Bani, the School for New Jerusalem for Another Time, under the sign of the Christ of God, of the love for God and neighbor. Well then, how can we begin with the love for God and neighbor? And how should that go, the path into another era? The day tells us that, as Leo Bani explains to us today. Leo Bani also calls the day our good friend. And she advises us, accept every day as your good friend. The day, a friend? Let's think about what it is that makes good friends. They know us, maybe even better than we know ourselves. They want things to go well for us. They can be trusted. Well, I'm sure you can think of a lot more. Anyway, this good friend, the day, is already waiting for us in the morning when we get up, and it brings something with it. Leo Bani explains to us, know that the light of the day is energy. Each frequency of the energy of the day has its color vibration and its sound. The day brings with itself countless frequencies, that is, color vibrations and sounds. If you have in your soul some or several of the same or like frequencies, that is, color vibrations and sounds, which radiate from your inner being, then the forces begin to flow. We call this flowing of the forces communication. When communication is being established, the frequencies vibrate into your consciousness, that is, into your brain cells. They arrive there as feelings and thoughts. It is the day, your good friend, that is speaking to you. It is telling you which human aspects you should clear up on this very day. That is, the all-too-human unpleasant aspects under which others had to suffer, for instance. It, the good friend, the day, tells you how you can master a situation. For example, it shows you the beautiful things of the day so that you can delight in them. Or it admonishes you to be kind to your parents and to all people. It may also let you stumble or even fall, so that the merry-go-round of your thoughts is interrupted, and you can think about the thoughts you had and whether they would please God, our Heavenly Father. There is no end to what your good friend the day shows you. And you can learn from everything and recognize yourself in everything. Through the energy of the day, God shows you a part of your light-filled side. Surely you are happy about this. However, He also shows you a part of your shadowed side that you should overcome today. The day your good friend brings you the strength to overcome the human aspects, to surrender them to Christ, to ask your neighbors for forgiveness, and to forgive them. Isn't that good news? After all, it means that each day brings the chance to put order in whatever bad things we have said or done to others in the past. Some situation during the day, a sound or scent, or our thoughts when we stumble, remind us of something that is long past. And we then realize that this is not at all over, that is, it is not finished, because, for example, we still blame someone for something and have not forgiven them. Or we have done something that was not good and still have a guilty conscience because we have not apologized. All this is what the day wants to show us. Liu Bani explains, much of what you have caused may have happened years ago and has not yet been cleared up. So, if anything still needs to be taken care of, so that you can recognize yourself in it and then no longer do it, your good friend the day leads it to you, and you may clear it up this very day. And to clear things up brings a great gain for our life. Liu Bani says, if you have cleared up your past for the most part, then such former incidents will remain in you as mere memories. For example, you will recall people who wronged you years ago. If you now have feelings of peace, sympathy, and love for them, if you can approach them without any inner sense of reservation, then what was is forgiven. The negative has been transformed into positive power. You will recognize this by your feelings of peace, that is, by reactions such as goodwill and love. The former correspondences have turned into memories. Isn't that a nice goal? That I gladly think back on every person, that I'm happy to see them, that I no longer blame anyone or ponder about the past. That, I think, is freedom. And that brings peace. That leads to another time, another world. And that's what Liu Bani wants. Liu Bani wants peace, peace, and again peace, and a world of harmony and health. That's what she wants. The golden rule for life, do to others as you would have them do to you, helps us to achieve this. Therefore, before I keep thinking that the other person should apologize, I simply do it. That brings freedom. Shall we read a bit further? Liu Bani brings another example of how the day, our good friend, makes us aware of the things that are important for us. She says, on your way to school or at your place of work, you see and hear many things. Then examine your feelings and your body's reactions. What happens in and on you? Is it composure or resentment? From this, you recognize where you are in your spiritual development, and you realize where you should ask God for help and support for your neighbor. Liu Bani advises us, pray for your neighbor in every situation, whether you have mastered the same or like things, or whether correspondences are still flaring up in you and you become irritated by your neighbor, pray. Liu Bani also talked about the merry-go-round of thoughts. You probably also know this, that you constantly, almost compulsively, have to think of something specific, for instance, something that you wish for. Liu Bani explains about this. If you are beset by desires again and again, then something has not yet been overcome. But if the desires just barely come up and you tell yourself, one day they'll be fulfilled if it's God's will, then they no longer pressure you since you have matured spiritually. All of this has something to tell you. The day leads it to you so that you realize what you still have to clear up or what you have already cleared up, and so that you can see on which rung of the ladder you stand that leads to the divine consciousness. Thus, via the energy of the day, via your good friend the day, God tells you what you should overcome today and what you have already overcome. Isn't that exciting? Discovering something about ourselves every day and overcoming the things that are not so nice? That's life. Not what is presented on television or on the internet. There, we only see how others live, and we program ourselves with the consciousness of others. Therefore, I would rather develop my own consciousness and live my day. Like an explorer, alert and attentive, I want to explore myself, like on an expedition. Liu Bani explains more about this. Dear sister, dear brother, recognize that life in the earthly garment is new each day. For each morning, shortly before you awaken, your soul returns from a journey and goes back into its earthly garment. If you wake up during the night, then you think that your soul stayed with your body while you slept. Or in the morning, when you awaken, you think that your soul was always with your body and in it, because you open your eyes and perceive the same surroundings again as the day before. And yet, it is different. Although your good friend has remained the same on the new day, it brings along events and impressions for you quite different from those of the previous day. For today, you do not feel or think as you did the day before. So, today, the new day, has in store yet other frequencies and sounds for you. The same or like vibrating aspects lie in you. Again, the day stimulates these soul vibrations, and already the new program for the day begins for you. The day's frequencies that are meant for you stimulate the program of your soul, that is, various vibrations in your soul through which communication results. It, in turn, vibrates into your brain cells, into your world of thoughts, and you are then able to perceive what God and your guardian spirit want to tell you via your good friend the day. Therefore, they can tell you that it would be good to clear up this or that. You sense it in your conscience and perceive it in your thoughts. You do it and you feel, you did well, that was selfless, be happy about it. The good friend also helps you with your schoolwork. When you are clear in your mind and have no confused, that is, insignificant thoughts, then you can perceive the countless aids that the day brings to you. It is God, your heavenly Father, and your guardian spirit who are active via your good friend, the day. What do you say to that? Isn't it a good feeling to know that our guardian spirit is always, really always with us? And that also the love of our Heavenly Father is always and everywhere present? He makes us aware of so many things that are important to us via our good friend, the day. So let's not keep looking at our cell phones or computers, or we'll miss what the day is trying to tell us with everything that's happening. That's it for today with Leo Bani. Glad you were with us. Until next time, see you soon.